Grateful.
Okay. Do you ever hear much obliged?
Much obliged, yes.
Do you use that?
No.
All right, you need to go downtown to purchase some things. You say you have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay, and maybe you bought something. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and he did what to it?
Wrapped it.
And you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Okay. What if a merchant has to sell something for less than what he paid for it? You say he sold it
at a loss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you see something that you like, you might say, well, I sure would like to have that, but it just too much.
Costs too much.
But if you really want it, maybe it's a car. Let's say you go to your banker to see if you could
borrow the money.
And he might say, well, I'd like to help you out, but nowadays money is mighty
tight.
Okay, another word for that.
One word. Scarce.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. When it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
All right, and if you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Okay. All right, say if some boys around the swimming hole, somebody might go off the end of the board and
dive.
Okay. He ran down the board and
dived.
Okay. He has there all day.
Dived.
Okay. When he gets in the water, he begins to
swim.
Yeah. He dived in the water and he
swam.
Yeah, he has
swum.
Okay. What if you, one more verb there. If he gets in water that's too deep for him, he might
drown.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have
drowned.
Mm-hmm. So-and-so got caught in the water and
drowned.
Okay. What about if you dive in the water and you don't enter the water cleanly, but you land flat and make a popping sound? Say you did a what?
Belly buster.
Okay. And what if a boy is playing in the yard? He might tuck his head between his legs and go over.
Turn somersaults.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, have you ever heard of, say, a storekeeper giving you something a little extra? Maybe if you come in to pay off your bill or something like that?
Discount.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word lanyap used around here? Okay. What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
Okay. And this verb, if a boy got his kite hung in the tree, he's going to have to
climb the tree.
Yeah. It got caught in the tree and he
climbed it.
He has already
climbed.
Okay. Say if a child is going to bed, but before he goes to bed, he's going to say his prayers. You say he did what besides bed?
Prayed.
All right, but when he gets down on his
knees. He knelt.
Okay. And if you're feeling a little tired, you might say, well, I think I'm going to, for a while.
Sleep.
Okay, but just
the nap.
Just the process.
Lie down.
Yeah, right. And talking about somebody who's very sick, you might say, well, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Lay in bed all day.
And when you're sleeping, you might begin to see things in your sleep. You say you begin to
dream.
Last night I
dreamed.
I have that before.
Dreamed.
Okay. I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I
awoke or woke up.
Okay. If I bring my foot down on the floor very hard, you'd say I
stamp or stomp.
Okay. Say if a man's been at a party and he wants to see that a girl or a woman gets home safely, he might ask her, may I
take you home?
Now, would
see
that,
you home?
Would that suggest walking or riding?
Riding.
Okay, what if they were walking, what would he say?
Walk you home.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you would tie a rope to it and
pull.
Okay, and if your car is stuck, you might ask somebody to give you a
shove
or
push.
Okay.